This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, January 5th. The work of your hands.
A reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned back and set out toward the wilderness along the route to the Red Sea, as the Lord had directed me. For a long time, we made our way around the hill country of Seir. Then the Lord said to me, "You have made your way around this hill country long enough. Now turn north. Give the people these orders. You are about to pass through the territory of your relatives, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir. They will be afraid of you, but be very careful. Do not provoke them to war, for I will not give you any of their land, not even enough to put your foot on. I have given Esau the hill country of Seir as his own. You are to pay them in silver for the food you eat and the water you drink. The Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through this vast wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, and you have not lacked anything." So we went on past our relatives, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir. We turned from the Araba road, which comes up from Elath and Ezion Geber, and traveled along the desert road of Moab.
We can be encouraged because God will bless all the work of our hands, whether we earn an income, raise a family, maintain a household, volunteer to help immigrants or youth, serve the church, or serve our community. God is the source of all our blessings and the work given to us. Our work is for His glory, and we know we can work to our fullest because God will bless all the work of our hands. God wants us to work, and He wants to bless our work. When we think we are not qualified or capable of doing our work, God will provide for our needs. We can cast aside negative thoughts and do the work God has called us to do. God has provided our work for us, whatever it may be, and we can work at it with all our heart as working for the Lord. He is our true and loving master, not a human master. Whatever gifts God has given us to work with can open doors to new and unexpected opportunities for blessings. We will bear fruit, and the blessings will multiply. During their long time in the wilderness, the Israelites worked with their hands, following God's direction, and God blessed them. They had everything they needed because God provided, and they worked to honor Him. God gave them enough for themselves and some to give away. God desires for us to flourish. Pray with me. Loving God, thank you for all your blessings. If we are discouraged in our work, remind us that we work for you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.